Hello, it's the 20th of August, 2019, and today we have the Ace of Cups and the Seven of Swords in the world. Big secrets, little secrets. This may be something you're anxious to share with the world, but as for now, for whatever reason, hold your cards close to your vest, as they used to say. Or you've fallen in love with an international spy. It happens, and is quite the trend. Appropriately, the sneaky Seven of Swords is our present vibe, whose moon is in Aquarius, as was this last full moon. This is notoriously the card of the thief, but not necessarily of things. This is a stealth mentality. The origins of this card are military, specifically foreign military, specifically Turkish, as the tarot is mighty old and maps have been redrawn many times over the course of the history of Western civilization. I'm not going to read this on the big screen, but I may just come back to it later after the news for my own entertainment purposes, because new sweetheart arms deals are so very entertaining. A human is sneaking away with stolen swords. Five out of the seven, he's leaving a couple behind stuck in the sand. I've taken what I needed from them, this here. If nobody notices, he'll probably come back for the rest. He is hiding in broad daylight, that is. In the case of someone stealing or taking credit for your ideas, or stealing anything, it's always someone you know? This also has a bit of stalker energy to it, specifically online. Someone has become someone's whole world, but either you don't know it because they're not saying, or they don't know it because you're not saying. The Ace of Cups, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, is what started this whole thing. A beautiful card. This is one of my favorites. Someone has stolen your heart, or you've stolen theirs. This is the welling up of deep emotion. The gold cup on the card is literally overflowing. Streams of water flow from the bottomless cup, aka unconditional love. Whereas the Seven of Swords, who is definitely the odd man out in this reading, energetically speaking, has to steal, the Ace of Cups is the source. Held aloft by the sky hand, the cup gushes unceasingly, overflowing into the calm blue lake. The dove hovers over, representing spirit. This is a deep spiritual connection. And aces being new beginnings, we must keep in mind all new beginnings are fragile. And from that angle, I get almost a protective vibe out of the secretive Seven of Swords. The world, number 21, is the final card of the major arcana. There are 7.7 billion people in the world. And you know what they say? Opinions are like a-holes. Everyone's got one. Need I say more? No wonder you're keeping this good stuff to yourself. It's not yet ready for the world, and the world is not yet ready for it. Saturn, Scorpio, Libra, Capricorn. The lone wolf character on the Seven of Swords in the center is looking back over his shoulder at the world in the future position, as if avoiding it. You can't. This could also be wanting to keep someone all to yourself. But that's not in the cards.